Iran's President Ahmadinejad has accused the West of being behind the bombings which killed leaders of the Revolutionary Guard. Priya Shree is in Washington for us tonight. Priya, evening to you. Has there been any reaction from the US to these Iranian accusations?
Well, I think many people are saying that these allegations are shocking. So the group that claimed responsibility for these attacks is a Sunni separatist group called Jundullah, or the Soldiers of God. And reports show that they have links to al-Qaeda. So how in the world could the United States be linked to this group? Well, joining me to help talk about it is author Webster Griffin Tarpley. Webster, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. There's no confusion. Al-Qaeda itself is a kind of CIA Arab Legion created during the Soviet presence in Afghanistan. It is an open secret to any regional expert that Jundullah is controlled, funded by the U.S. and the British. I'll just give you three examples if I can. The London Daily Telegraph in February 2007 quoted an anonymous former high CIA official saying that Jundullah operates on the CIA classified budget. They cited Fred Burton, a former U.S. State Department official, confirming the same thing. And it's not just in this Balochistan ethnic group, but this is being done in Iran under Kurds, among Kurds, Azeris, Arabs, as well as the Baluchis.
Okay, so let me interrupt you for one second. Why would the United States want to fund this group?
The goal is the shattering and the destruction of the territorial integrity of Iran and also of Pakistan. With Iran, there are these ethnic subsets, again, strong Arab, Kurdish, Azeri, and Baluchi minorities. This could be used to destroy Iran from several different points of the compass, right? Essentially leaving a kind of landlocked Iranistan with Persians in the middle. At the same time, it also targets Pakistan, because if you create Greater Baluchistan, you have a successfully carved not just Iran, but also Pakistan and Afghanistan into microstates and mini-states, as Zbigniew Brzezinski is fond of saying. One very critical thing, the most obvious thing in the world, is to have a pipeline from the city of Gwadar in Balochistan up over the Himalayas and into China. This would allow the Chinese to save an immense amount of money and time and danger in terms of getting their oil. You could also build a pipeline from Iran across the Pakistan energy corridor into China, and this is designed to block that.
And is this a new relationship between the United States and Jundullah? I mean, how come we haven't heard too much about them? Are they becoming more powerful?
Well, there was a flurry of attention back in 2007. We had Brian Ross of ABC News paying attention to it. Seymour Hersh in the New Yorker wrote the same thing, quoting Robert Baer of the CIA. So it's completely confirmed. The money is alleged to have started in 2005, but of course the connections here go back to British intelligence. And when the Iranians responded to this, they mentioned the British very prominently, as they should, because the matrix of all these things over decades and even centuries is the colonial presence of the British, who have a big role in this too. So it's a kind of Anglo-American joint operation to bust up these countries and prevent economic development in the region.
But what about the fact that Jundullah has ties to al-Qaeda? I mean, how does that make any sense for the United States to be associated with this group that has links to people that they're fighting?
Well, this is a counter gang. My research, 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in USA, shows that al-Qaeda is the CIA Arab Legion created during the Soviet presence in Afghanistan, and that one of the founders is none other than Robert Gates, the man today who is the Secretary of Defense of the United States. He was Deputy Director of the CIA. He writes in his memoirs that he considered founding and CIA Arab Legion, but didn't do it. I take it to mean that he did do it at the time, and that's what we're dealing with al-Qaeda. So if you can have all of these groups fighting each other, you successfully shatter and destroy the national states of the region, you prevent economic development, prevent the Chinese from getting their oil, and you can rule over this crazy quilt of mini-states and micro-states, according to what Brzezinski writes about in his books.
That's pretty shocking stuff, Webster. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll continue to keep you updated on the story from here in Washington, D.C., but for now, it's back to you in Moscow.
Yeah, this is going to run for a bit more, isn't it? Pretty sure that they're talking to Webster Tarpley.